From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. It's been nearly 5 months since Rolling Stone magazine published a grim prediction of what a combination of sea level rise and storm surge could do to Miami in just a few decades. Recently, we asked one expert to point out places in South Florida where the effects of sea level rise are already showing up. Now, we had expected a field trip to the beach, but instead, John Englander showed us a storm drain in a residential section of Fort Lauderdale along the Intracoastal Waterway.
Well, this is where we're going to see the first evidence of not only sea level rise, but what happens as sea level rise combines with extreme tides and just our geography here in South Florida. This storm drain is designed to take a lot of rainfall and let it run into the canal. Since we've been talking, it's risen several inches, and probably in another half hour, it's going to be over the grate. And at peak tide, this water was undoubtedly 3 or 4 inches above the street level. So what's happened is this storm drain was designed to take water into the canal. It's bringing water from the canal back onto the street. And this phenomenon has been happening in Key West and Briny Breezes and Lighthouse Point and Harbor Beach and many, many communities in South Florida for years and actually in some cases decades.
Englander is author of High Tide on Main Street, Rising Sea Level and the Coming Coastal Crisis.
There's a common misperception that sea level rise is going to show its face at the beach. But if you think about it, the beach has a pretty steep rise to the sand dunes typically in most places in South Florida, certainly here on the East Coast. That rise is relevant when there's a storm surge, but sea level percolates up through the ground. And in fact, when we just think about the typical profile, when we're looking at the beach, we turn around the other direction and look toward the intercoastal, the land drops back down toward the water, and it gets right down to water level. And as we go west here toward the Everglades, the land is extremely low. It's almost marshland. And that's the place that's going to flood first with sea level rise.
Give us a glimpse geologically of what Florida, South Florida, looks like under the ground.
Sure. The lower third of the state is all porous limestone. And the best way to think of that is if you took a kitchen sponge and you could make it hard, you could crystallize it so that it was a solid structure. It doesn't matter how close you are to the shoreline. It matters your absolute elevation because the water will just flow through the rock. That's where our fresh water supply is stored. And one of the implications of that is really important. The first 3 to 6 inches of sea level rise won't necessarily make streets unpassable, but it's going to get into the fresh water table, the saltwater intrusion, which you've heard about. But it's believed that within 20 to 30 years, and certainly within 50 years at the current rate, that the first impact of sea level rise is that we're going to have a real problem with our fresh water supply.
The people living inland in the western parts of Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County who think that sea level rise won't ever touch them. How much does it surprise you that there are folks in the western communities who think that way?
Well, it surprises me and it doesn't. We tend to think our natural world is going to be the same as it was for our parents and grandparents, and it'll always be the same. This fact that sea level is rising for the first time in thousands of years is so disruptive to how we think of the world. I mean, when I take people to the beach and just talk about what's going to happen, explaining that that's not where they're going to see the biggest impact of sea level rise, I do note that we just believe the shoreline is permanent, that it's always been there and it always will be there. Of course, when we look back 20,000 years ago as geologists, we know that the shoreline moves miles as sea level falls tens of feet.
That was John Englander, author of High Tide on Main Street. I'm Christine DiMattei.